A long-standing holiday event will take place again this year in Western Massachusetts after some doubt about its future. Plans were confirmed Tuesday for the Parade of Big Balloons in Springfield. The parade, held on the day after Thanksgiving, has been a tradition in Springfield since the 1980s, but its fate was uncertain after the sale this year of its longtime title sponsor, the downtown Tower Square Commercial Complex.
You don't know how grateful I am to be here today, because I really didn't think this was going to happen. After almost 30 years, I thought we were going to maybe have to put something aside.
Judy Matt, president of Spirit of Springfield, the nonprofit that produces the parade, said the new owners of Tower Square agreed to co-sponsor it this year, along with MGM Springfield. She praised the Tower Square ownership group for realizing how important the parade is to the region.
This is our Radio City. This is our New York City. This is meaningful to those of the people that we serve. And we love very much being able to bring these activities to the community. But together with this, Bright Night celebrating its 25th anniversary next year, these are iconic events.
The parade features about a dozen large helium-filled balloons, including a 75-foot inflatable Cat in the Hat and a nod to Dr. Seuss's local ties. There are marching bands, dance groups, a motorized unit of the Melha Shriners, contingents from local community organizations, and Santa Claus riding on a fire truck. Matt said it all costs about $38,000 to put on the two-hour parade.
The helium alone is $12,000 to $14,000, just to give you an idea of what the costs are associated with this.
Vid Mehta, managing partner for the owners of Tower Square, said the parade is a way to showcase downtown Springfield.
It is with great pleasure that the new owners of Tower Square step into this, continue to sponsor this annual celebration.
Mehta is one of four investors who bought Tower Square for $17.5 million last April from MassMutual. The complex includes a two-story retail mall, a 28-story office tower, a 260-room hotel, and 1,200-space parking garage. It was also announced Tuesday the grand marshal for this year's parade is Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno.
I am honored to be named the parade marshal.
Sarno will be the first sitting mayor to lead the procession since Mayor Charles Ryan in 2005.
I accept it on behalf of all the dedicated and hardworking employees of the city of Springfield, cabinet heads down the rank and file. I cannot do this alone. It's a team approach.
The parade steps off on Main Street at 11 a.m. After the parade ends, the first outdoor ice skating rink in Springfield will open to the public at the MGM Plaza. Figure skating champion and Massachusetts native Nancy Kerrigan is scheduled to be there. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.